You are listening to episode 97.
And I also would like to introduce today the Okiki Video Bootcamp. Yes, I will be launching a course, which I will have a wait list in the show notes. And I will be launching some group coaching as well. I know there has been a lot of requests lately of people wanting to learn how can they create content for their own brands. And so I'm looking forward to bringing you along on the journey with that. If that's something that you've wanted to gain skills and techniques on, this will be for you. You'll learn systems on how to create content effectively and efficiently and have more time for yourself in the process while reaching your clients. Again, you can find the information for the Okiki Video Bootcamp in the show notes below.
On today's episode, I get to interview Garland Patton Jr. And Garland is the founder of Easy Solutions GP LLC and has started this company really to focus on finance and really helping build finance for individuals of color. And really, individuals of color actually only represent 4% of financial advisors. He got his degree in Morehouse, and that really instilled in him a commitment to community. So he specializes in financial planning and wealth advisory services. And he's going to talk about how he got his credit score to 800 and his journey in financial challenges and more on today's episode. By the way, if you are loving the Okiki podcast, be sure to leave us a like and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and let me know which episode is resonating with you the most. By the way, these episodes are brought to you by Okiki Consulting, where we empower brands to tell their stories through strategic video production. So whether you need a video production done, whether you need video editing services, or someone to come train your teams on video content strategy, that is where Okiki Consulting comes in and does so in both English and French. And on with today's episode.
Welcome to the Okiki Podcast, where we make inspirational people known. Brought to you by your host, Fionn O'Brien. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Okiki Podcast. I'm very honored today to have Garland Patton Jr. on the podcast. He is the founder of Easy Solutions GP LLC, where he has spent over a decade in building a career in finance and dealing with the fact that the industry has less than 4% of financial advisors of color, and really began his journey in Morehouse as well, which is one of the Morehouse alum is one of the reasons that I got to meet Garland. So yeah, for sure. Shout out to Paul as well. Thank you for this. And I'm very excited to share about you, your expertise, and your story with the podcast today. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. That was way more than I could have asked for or given myself. So thank you.
Oh, no, it's so fun to share. And I want to get into your career path and your dreams, because you talk about really trying to create those opportunities. So in terms of your education, your dreams and your journey, was it always your goal to eventually become an information system strategist? Were there moments along the way that guided you towards this career path?
Again, thank you for having me on the show, on the podcast. I definitely don't think it was a dream. I feel like my first love, the reason that I went to college, was architecture, actually. And when I got to Morehouse, My mind was opened up to way more than I could have ever imagined. A lot of liberal arts teachings there, a lot of historical teachings. So it definitely wasn't my first path. However, the love for mathematics, numerology, and everything in between, especially money, number one, and God, definitely helped shape my career path for today. I've had numerous jobs that have been analytical, and it just kind of fell into my wheelhouse that I needed the help. And again, I thank Paul Adamson for being my financial guru throughout this entire journey I've been on for myself. Something that I like to share with people, I am very passionate about credit and, of course, finances, but credit in particular. Paul Adamson helped me get from a 538 credit score all the way to an 800 in less than 2.5 years. So essentially, what I've been doing for myself and others is helping them on the same exact journey, but speeding up the process. That's where my passion lies, in helping people today, not just, you know, giving them some homework assignments, letting them go off on their own. No, we're very hands-on. We help people buy vehicles. We'll go with people to their appointments. We'll help people with their credit card choices, figure out what they want in life and how to get those things for free with points, anything in between, cash flow, absolutely anything we can do to help assist people in their financial journey. That's what we're about.
Yes. So just wanted to relay that, because you talked about how Morehouse really expanded that possibility for you of what you could do with your career. And then beyond the analytical and information systems, you also found, it sounds like, another passion, which is helping people through their financial situations based on your own lived experience and the quality of life that that brought you in that journey as well. So yeah, I guess with that question, how do you manage both? And what would you say to someone who's coming up in their career path too, or their educational path, that might have had a very narrow view of what they could be, and having all this openness to what you've had and be open to these different types of ways to show up in the world professionally, what would you recommend to them?
So I like to articulate myself through my examples and my lifestyle, how everything that happened to me, so that I can tell you exactly what I did to help you in your situation. So again, through my passions, my father, one of my years at Morehouse, I was not able to get financial aid through various reasons, but he was a saver and took out a full $30,000 out of his account to pay for my school, to keep me in school. And from that moment on, I was super determined to figure out how to pay for things myself, whether that be through credit, whether that be through my own loans, however I could. I did not want that for my father, because he wasn't in school anymore. He shouldn't be paying this. My mother's not in school. It was something that Morehouse definitely helped instill, was being able to take care of yourself. So with that, I set out on this financial journey of my own to improve my credit score again and look into alternative loans, grants, speaking to our admissions, our alumni association, which is very strong recently. One of the examples I'd love to share. So powerful to me. Robert Smith started a tradition at Morehouse. He paid everyone's tuition, all the students' tuition for, I forgot the class. It wasn't my class, unfortunately, but he did it for a class. And every year since then, I think for the past 3 or 4 years, someone has stepped up to do that for all the students at Morehouse. And it is something that people take so lightly, that can impact the rest of your life. Not starting off your life in financial debt is one of the biggest blessings you can receive. I had a conference I was a part of in Atlanta this weekend. Myron Goldman, he speaks about financial education in such a unique way, not only spiritually, but won't get into all that. But he talked about different levels of income and understanding that time for money is essentially the lowest form of income you can get. It's really passions like this where you get to share your voice, you get to share your story to more people than you can do on your own. Just a one-to-one ratio is your time for money. When you get to expand through podcasts, through networking, that's when you really take off. That's when your spiritual side shows to say, hey, I'm passionate about this and I can help you get to where you need to be today. And this is my journey. So that's really where my background is coming from.
In light of that, I think you kind of alluded to one of them, but what was your biggest obstacle, I guess, in your career or in even launching this initiative? And how did you overcome it?
One of the hardest obstacles for myself is, of course, getting out of the trap of time for money. I've always been a hard worker. But once you realize that working for someone else, no matter how much you make, is not the way for financial freedom, it's not the way to retire, it's not the way to really enjoy your life, you're open to more possibilities, more strategies, and understanding that you don't always need the flashiest things, or if you do want the flashiest things, you're a lot happier getting those things because you know what you want to pay for. You know what you want to spend your time on. Your time is the most valuable thing you can have. So once I got that into my head, everything started falling into place for me. For Easy Solutions, I'd say that is one of the biggest blessings I try to give to people, is that financial freedom to say, okay, you don't have to check your account every single time you go to a restaurant anymore. You don't have to worry about if your children get sick anymore. You don't have to worry about your kids at all if you start early enough and give them their own chance at credit. We help people with authorized users, which is how you can get your children credit as early as 2 years old. And these are tricks people have, I don't want to call them tricks. These are things people have known forever. It's just our community is not always privy to these enhanced lifestyle choices. So now we're bringing that home. We're bringing that to our community and sharing the knowledge.
I love that you're mentioning that knowledge share. That's something definitely that I feel is relatable for our community, probably other marginalized communities as well. Just like, how do you kind of access these kind of, I guess, economic standards that some people definitely have just lived in or it's taken for granted. And I feel like especially post like pandemic, I've started seeing a lot more voices in this space suddenly pop up. So it's been really interesting to view on YouTube, especially. I think of people like yourself. I think of people like there's a Earn Your Leisure or like Anthony O'Neill. Like there's people really coming up and giving that lens and that perspective. And it's a very refreshing take. Tiffany Alice, I should also bring her up, the Budgetista, like a very refreshing take on this area of finance. And because I think it can have different lived experiences for different communities, and like how do you talk about it in a way that it's accessible but exciting and like building. So I guess in your experience, what are some of the things that you found you've had to do to kind of make this topic a little bit more tangible and less scary and more like, yes, you can actually have this too. This isn't something that's far away from you.
Absolutely. Everyone loves examples. Everyone loves tangible things. Everyone loves when results are instant. We start our program with credit changes that happen within 15 days, with credit changes that happen within 7 days. We've had some that are instant. For example, we have letters that we create to dispute various things on your credit, but some we can get removed within a day. It's all about following patterns, following what other people have done before you. For myself, something that is super exciting is travel. My friends and I have followed certain guidelines for doubling, tripling, five times in our points just by using collective spends. If we're all on the same phone plan, it'll be super cheap for all of us to have the latest phone. A great example that I give, everyone loves the new iPhone. You want the newest, latest iPhone every year, or I meet people that hold on to their iPhones until they die. And I'm always confused about why they do that. They say, well, you know, the phones are super expensive. I don't want to buy another $1,000 phone, and I just bought this $1,000 phone. Once you get people to look at the numbers, it becomes completely different. For example, I tell people always buy iPhones on the monthly payment plan. It's normally $30 for the brand new phone. At the end of that year, if you put like an extra $5 on your plan a month, you can get the new iPhone every single year. And you've only paid $360 for that $1,000 phone. And then you get the next $1,000 phone for $360, and you just keep paying it. Because if you don't, your phone's going to break in a year and a half, because you have an old phone, because Apple designed it that way. But as long as you budget it out, you see how much your weekly spend, your monthly spend is from your job. We break down absolutely everything into monthly and weekly spends. You want a top tier vacation? We'll break it down into tangible pieces. You want to go every 2 years on a first class flight? Perfect. And then along your journey, we'll save you money by upping your credit scores. Then you'll get your points. You start getting all these points just for paying your regular bills. And by the time you go to take your trip, you've saved $1,000 in points that you can now spend on your trip. So we think of absolutely any and every single way to get free stuff. That is exactly what we do.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And I wanted to bring up, because in case some of our listeners are thinking about what is the big deal with credit, do you mind explaining why it was so important to go from where you started, for example, in your personal story, to where you ended up today, and what difference did it make in your life in terms of opportunities?
Credit for me is all a game, just like every other financial institution. It's how you can get the most for the least amount of money, the least amount of time. And what we focus on is building up your personal credit as quickly as possible so we can get you over to the real goal, which is business credit. Once we get you with your business credit, your personal credit essentially stays clean. So you have the most optimized personal credit so you can get whatever you want, and you put it in your business name so that it never shows up on your personal credit. So anything, everything, it's great for tax purposes. You can write off so many things in life just by having a business. And again, these are things that people just don't have the knowledge or time to really do. So we help create guidelines on steps to get your personal credit right, how long it's going to take you. We show you how you actually calculate your credit score, what type of credit for what type of purchase you want. For example, a Vantage score over a FICO score. A Vantage score would be something for like store credit, personal credit. A FICO score would be more for things that are bigger, like an auto or home purchase. And again, the entire goal is to get you over to the business credit side, so that nothing goes in your name anymore, and you can essentially apply for whatever you want with perfect credit. And we teach you how to leverage your debt so that you can make more money.
So would you say that you mostly work with people who not only have a personal finance goal, but eventually a business goal?
Even if you don't have a business goal, you do not need a business for business credit. That is a common misconception that we love to do our little Mythbusters test on. And essentially, a business is just an online person that you create, that you control, that you pay taxes for in smart ways. It's another tool to leverage your debt to income ratio. And we just provide the education behind that.
Something I didn't go into deep enough, but wanted to also bring back was, what was your experience of being part of an HBCU, and how did that really impact the way you move forward in the world professionally and in your community?
Morehouse. Yeah. Morehouse was a journey in itself. Being a part of an HBCU certainly gives you a strong sense of heritage to see. I'm from Connecticut, so I did not see this many Black people in one place ever in my life. So it was a bit of a culture shock. However, there's something profound and powerful about being with like-minded people, people that look like you, that are striving for the same things as you, and that collective mindset when everybody wants to do good, everybody wants to see you do good. It is empowering. It's something that you can't get everywhere. I think there was a lot of struggle through Morehouse, just like any school period. However, it was very unique, especially in times like this. Right now, we have homecoming, and I've had friends that I haven't talked to for 10 years that are all coming back for homecoming. And it's just like you talked to them yesterday. You can call them whenever. You see everybody's goals on LinkedIn and just reach out to people like you knew them yesterday. That's the Morehouse moniker that stays with us. If they went to Morehouse, you know they are a brother and you can call no matter what.
I love that. And I wanted to ask, with all that you've kind of built up throughout the years and your passion for helping your community and helping people with their financial journeys and freedoms, where do you see your company going in the next 5 years? And what do you value the most about where you're at today?
Within the next 5 years, I plan on speaking to you again, as well as speaking to the masses about how important it is for everyone to have credit, for everyone to be utilizing credit as early as possible. I have a new goal that the company is currently striving towards, and that's to reach out to high schools once a month. We want to give out free education just to speak to the masses about how important this tool is. We really want to start at high school because that is the most pivotal age for understanding what money is, how you can save it, how you can use it, where to put it. Going into college, if you have your own credit, you don't need your parents to sign off on things, which is very beneficial for your family. It's not just beneficial because the loans aren't in your name. It is beneficial for tax purposes. It's beneficial if you start your credit early enough, you can get business loans as opposed to personal loans that essentially go on forever. I feel empowered now. I felt like a victim coming out of college because I had a lot of private student loans and not federal student loans, which were variable rates. Variable rates are probably the worst thing ever. A private student loan that I had was $30,000. And for 10 years, I was paying on that loan. I've paid to this date $20,000 in interest. And my student loan has went from $30,000 to $33,000. It is predatory. It is unfair. However, there is a way out. And the way out is through increasing your personal credit so that you can get bigger and better business credit. And once you get your fixed business loans, you can transfer those financial debts into your business and start using the leveraging power of debt to income and taxes to really get yourself all the things that you want in life and get out of these holes that you're in. There's so many loopholes and just people out there that allocate money to government funds that are accessible to you. You just have to know how to write those letters and know how to get the funding. So we teach absolutely everything that we went through.
Thank you, Garland, for sharing your passion and your story and really bringing in like real life tangible examples for our audience today. We so appreciate you bringing your wisdom. And I just wanted to get a chance to have you share, where can the audience find you and connect with you, especially those of you who are based in the US listening to this podcast? Where can they connect with you to get the support that they need?
I'm so glad that you asked that. And I want to explain myself fully. I really do. Credit is not easy. With that, I do not have social medias. I have a website, easysolutionsgp.com. The reason that I don't have social media is because I was fully dedicated to getting myself out of personal debt. And social media was a distraction for me. However, I'm getting back on. I don't want to be an old person. I'm getting back on and getting into the swing of things. I think I'll be on YouTube soon. However, if you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, greater Atlanta area, I always do personal meetups, and we'll be doing a lot more with high school communities and possibly colleges, starting with Morehouse, of course, just for financial freedom lessons. Anybody, anything that you want to know about credit, if you want to start traveling for free, if you want to lower your interest rates on your credit cards, your current credit cards, if you want to get out of personal debt, please give me a call. Again, email, anything along those lines. I am always here. EasySolutionsGP.com. You can book me. I'll be there. Personal touches only.
Thank you so much for sharing again. And yes, thank you for sharing where the audience can connect with you. We're looking forward to your YouTube channel and the financial knowledge that you do share. And yeah, again, thank you so much for being on the Okiki podcast today.
Thank you.